This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. As record high temperatures swept Alaska, many people jokingly said the heat was killing them. For Kuskokwim Salmon, this is actually true. KYUK's Anna Rosa MacArthur reports that the never-before-seen temperatures in the Kuskokwim River sent salmon into cardiac arrest.
Earlier this week, water temperatures near Bethel broke into the lower 70s, marking the highest river temperature that's ever been recorded in early July. This spell was part of a heat wave that shot thermometers to their highest point yet across Alaska. During this time, residents along the lower Kuskokwim from Tuntutuliak to Akiak reported dead salmon floating downriver. State biologist Ben Gray says that salmon don't function well past 70 degrees, and the water had pushed just above that limit.
Essentially, what can happen at that point is salmon, their metabolism speeds up to the point where they're having heart attacks and just going belly up and floating downriver.
Gray and his crew boated from Bethel to Akiak to check it out. Along the way, they counted about 20 dead salmon. Warm water is also the suspected cause of the higher than normal amounts of parasites infecting salmon harvested along the river. That warm water, it's coming from the ocean. Kuskokwim Bay has clocked about 10 to 20 degrees above average throughout the summer, and each tide, Gray says, pulls that warm water into the lower river.
And that water is pushing upriver, and it's mixing, and we're just having a profile in the water right now where it's just a solid 68 to 70 degrees all the way through.
Meanwhile, residents throughout the Norton Sound region have reported large numbers of dead pink salmon that have yet to spawn floating in warm waterways. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.